This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro. What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wrapping up here on Take Command, Logan Paulson there, Craig Hoffman here. And so we've said now that corner, edge, those are probably the positions that are most likely to garner some attention from Washington at 29. But we'll see if a receiver falls or whatever.
Sure.
And it's definitely possible. Or if there's just some stud in a position that is not one of need, then as we've established, if he's a tier above everybody else, you take him. But assuming putting that aside for a second, Logan, I thought this was an interesting way to ask a question about the edge position from the far bod. Do you think they have a plan for an edge pass rusher before the draft, having missed out on Aziz Ojulari? Ojulari signed a $4 million one-year deal with the Philadelphia Eagles. Of course, the former Giants pass rusher. He's a guy that both of us had talked about a little bit. He's only 25 years old. Kind of a weird market for him. Maybe there's some other stuff going on there that we don't know about. But good luck, Aziz, staying in the NFC East, but not coming here. So with him off the board, what do you think about their ability to address this position more than they already have? And again, I'm not saying that they've done an amazing job of finding some diamond in the rough here, but they've signed a bunch of guys. Do you think they add more before the draft, or at this point, is it kind of draft or bust?
I mean, I think the thing that I'm kind of keeping an eye on is the Trey Hendrickson thing with Cincinnati. And part of that is because I think, like, they just signed, obviously, the two receivers to all that money. They're not going to be able to pay him. At least seems very unlikely that
they're saying they're going to start trying now that they've got the receivers done, but we'll see.
Yeah. So again, like, I think they still probably want to trade him. Obviously, I've heard from a couple of people that they're asking for a ton in terms of draft capital, which I think is kind of a non-starter at this point for Adam Peters, especially because you have to pay him afterwards. Like, the reason you're trading him is to offload the contract and get some value for him. So, like, for you to ask for a first round and a third round pick is a little excessive, especially given the new team signing him has to give him the extension. But that's one.
Which is now going to be maybe $5 million a year more than it was 3 weeks ago, because Miles Garrett signed for $40 million. So correct. Hendrickson might have been seen as a $30 million player. Now he's probably going to be asking for $35.
Yeah. So, and again, like, I think that's kind of the player, the difference maker you're looking for. Because then when you look around the free agent landscape at the moment, I don't know if there's anybody that fit what Washington needs. And what I mean by that is, like, you're looking, I think you've got some really good football players. You re-sign Cleveland Farrell, you got Dedrick Wise. Like, those dudes on first, second down are about as good as you could want, right? They're big, they're physical.
Well, especially for the price, right?
Yeah, that's exactly right. Like, that, yeah. 100% right. Like, for what you're paying, that they give you exactly what you need. They're smart football players, they're good locker room guys. Like, but there's no pass rush juice in the group, right? So you bring in Javon Kinlaw, he's going to rush on the interior probably. Obviously, Daron Payne and Jerzon Newton, but I think on the edge you need some spice. And I don't think there's any kind of guys at the moment that fit that kind of, you know, flavor bill for the Washington Commanders in terms of pass rush upside. And so that's one of the reasons we were talking about Ojulari as a potential fit here, because he does have some pass rush kind of nuance and excitement to his game. And right now, there's not a lot of guys like that. There is a guy, you know, Von Miller's available, but he hasn't really looked the same since he hurt his ACL. What was that, 2 years ago? Kind of.
Yeah, he's had a bunch of injuries the past couple of years. He's like 35 years old. So, like, yeah, almost 30. He'll be 36 when the season starts. So, like,
yeah. So, again, I'm not sure there's any move that they make here in free agency at the position. Again, like, if there's a trade, like, that's one thing about Adam. Like, you can't say never, because he does a good job of finding trade partners and trade opportunities. So I do think that's something just to kind of keep an eye on. But in terms of the market at the moment, I think it's kind of settled, and I'm actually okay with it, because I do think when you look at the draft this year, one of the positions of strength is the edge rusher class. There's a lot of guys in this group that have a lot of juice, a lot of upside. They're good football players, and I think you probably go that direction in the draft this year because of that. And we just talked about that a little bit. So that's where I think in a perfect world, they would have found somebody, but they didn't. And that's okay, because that's part of what happens in free agency. And so now I think you look to the draft, or you look to right after the draft, because one of the things that happens when a position is strong in the draft is good players end up getting cut, right, to accommodate the new player coming right in. And you can find kind of the third wave of free agency, the fourth wave of free agency right after the draft. So I think there's still time to find that kind of piece for the defensive line.
Yeah, this was another good one on this topic from Steven.Healer. Says, if an edge doesn't fall to us in our first few picks, how concerned would you be with our edge rotation? I think that's another good way to frame it, right? Is like, if this is it, are they screwed? Are they in trouble? Are they suboptimal? And I think I'd probably go suboptimal, because now all of a sudden you're talking about having to generate a lot of pressure, right? You're talking about having to blitz a lot more, or you're hoping for a resurgent season from Daron Payne in year two in this scheme. You're hoping Johnny Newton takes a huge leap, and you're hoping that your pass rush, you know, Kinlaw, like, finds the form that is potentially there based off of his traits, etc. So you're just hoping that those three interior guys become your primary source of pressure in a way that they have never had before, because I think that is a more realistic hope than one of these edge guys all of a sudden having a monster season. And so that is suboptimal. That is there's no doubt about it. That would not be ideal. There is something to edge pressure. It also depends on the quarterback. Some quarterbacks feel it worse from the edge. Some guys feel it worse from inside. Like, you just don't have any kind of dominant guy that you feel really good about saying, if this guy gets a one-on-one in a passing situation, we're winning. And that's not where you want to be as a defense. That said, there is still a relatively high floor, and I think they probably have improved on first and second down and some of the run stuff, where hopefully you can be in better down and distance situations, find ways to be better on the back end, and you can generate more pressure. So, like, overall, do I think that if Marshawn Lattimore is better this year, that if Dietrich Wise is an upgrade on Cleveland Ferrell, and then Cleveland Ferrell is an upgrade on whoever was backing up Cleveland Ferrell, et cetera, like, are you in a better spot than you were last year? Yes. Are you in the place that Dan Quinn and Adam Peters want to be on the defensive line? I still don't think that they're particularly close to that, because you need studs up there. And I don't think they have one. And the guy that's most likely to turn into one is Newton. But he's still young and, you know, is I don't say he's getting a do-over on his rookie year, because he played a lot, but certainly he's still a very young player who's going through his first full offseason, because he was hurt all of last offseason.
Hey, everyone. Do you wish you were somewhere sunny, but are dealing with another crazy spring? There's a solution to get that feeling. I'm grabbing a Hawaiian Breeze 5-Hour Energy and escaping there in my mind. Sports fans, ever stay up late for the game and drag the next day? A 5-Hour Energy shot will fix that, no problem. 5-Hour Energy's website has tons of flavors, over 15 to choose from. Watermelon, Tropical Burst, Blue Raspberry, and even hard-to-find ones like Strawberry Lemonade and Extra Strength Fan Fuel. There's a flavor for everyone. You can even build your own 12 or 24-pack and have it delivered. Or grab a shot at your local store. They're everywhere! And it's basketball season! My schedule is packed, and I don't want to miss a second, so I grab a 5-Hour Energy shot. They're perfect for back-to-back games or when my team plays late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going through the game and the next morning. Visit 5hourenergy.com for deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Wow, what's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes. You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes.
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Season.
No, I think that's 100% right. I think I feel much better about the floor of this group. And when I say that, like the floor on first, second down specifically, I think you've got guys that understand how to play the run better, are a little bit more assignment sound. And, you know, Dietrich Wise, for all of his size and all of those things, he does have some pass rush upside. I think he's got like an 11% pass rush win weight, which is solid. I mean, it's not going to blow the doors off, but it's a solid pass rush win rate. And I'm not saying he's going to replace Dante Fowler, but you've got guys who I think are going to be more consistent for and first, second down. It's going
to, by the way, some of these guys aren't going to make the team. Like that, I think that is something that's different too, right? Is like you add in Javonte Jean-Baptiste, obviously Dorrance Armstrong. And sorry to cut you off there. It's just like, dude, there's going to be guys that we're talking about right now that based off sheer numbers aren't going to make the team. And that's a good thing.
Yeah. And I keep forgetting about Dorrance. So I'm so glad you brought him up, is because like, I think he's a better pass rusher than he showed last year. And so you couple that with Frankie and you can get there, right? You could figure out a way. And I think that's something that Joe Wood Jr. showed earlier in the season, is that he knows how to generate pressure with, you know, double mug A gap pressures and all these different looks and overloads and things like that. So I'm pretty confident you can get to the pressure, but obviously you want an elite pass rusher. And then in answer to the question, you know, like if you don't get an edge with your first three picks, I'm like, if they want to take an edge, there are enough edges to get you. So like I'm the premise
of the question.
Yes, I'm challenging it a little bit because like I just was looking through some of the stuff on like there's like a consensus big board. It's like draftbigboard.com or something like that. I'll give you the exact website. NFL mock draft database. And I'm on, what is this? So we're at basically the 32nd ranked edge player, right? So James Pierce Jr. is at 19. Donovan Isaraku is at 32. Nick Scorton is at 36. Landon Jackson's at 44. Like Tuma Lau from Ohio State's at 58. Jack Sorey's at 46. Prince Iumanyelo's at 59. Like all of those guys I just mentioned are good pass rushers, right? And so if you wanted to take someone at 29, you're probably okay. Let's say you want to take someone in the third, man. Like there's good.
They currently don't have a third. So that is worth mentioning, right? Yeah.
Fourth.
So
like Oladejo from UCLA, Josiah Stewart has some pass rush juice. Kyle Kennard has juice. Xavion Jones is a bigger edge. Jared Ivey's a bigger edge, but those guys are good football players. You know, David Walker is an undersized guy from Central Arkansas who kind of reminds you a little bit of Graham from Philly, like undersized power rusher, like, there's dudes, right? And I'm not saying a third-round pick's going to come in and change your team, but one of those guys I just mentioned has enough juice to kind of change the landscape of how you feel about this defensive line, right? Just another guy with some pass rush upside. Is it ideal? No, but I do think that, like, with one of those first three picks, you can probably find somebody is basically my point. And that's, like, where, again, I kind of push back because it's this edge rusher class – I don't know why. I don't understand the ebbs and flows of the NFL draft and why some positions are good or not. There's just a lot of dudes this year that have juice. Yeah. And so I'm very confident they'll be able to find somebody with those picks. And again, you're relying on a rookie that's less than ideal. It still supports all the things you just said, but it adds a little bit of, again, of that pass rush upside potential. And it allows you to get another person that can create some mismatches on the defensive line.
Yeah. Real quick, just like 30, 45 seconds. Have you watched Jacob Martin? What do you think?
The kid that they brought in? I actually played with him.
Oh, really?
Okay. Houston, yeah. So he was a guy that like, I, really just understands, like, he's an undersized dude. I think he played at Temple, if I remember correctly. Like,
yeah,
undersized guy, and he understands pass rush. Like, he's just like one of these guys that, like, when you talk to him, he's like compulsive about pass rush. Like, I vividly remember sitting in the car after signing there and us driving to the facility right in Houston, and him talking to me for 20 consecutive minutes about pass rush, like,
that's
about how he uses his hands and how he does the stab and all this different stuff and how he sets stuff up. And like, when you watch him on film, like, he's got really nice kind of slinky bend. He understands how to loop. He's never really made a mark as a rusher because he's not great on first and second down, right? He's not a big dude. He's a little bit undersized. But when you watch him, like, he's got the bendy kind of Gumby type qualities that I think make a good pass rusher. And obviously he's compulsive about it. Like, talked to him about for 20 minutes the first second I met him, which is a lot. So I think, again, is he going to be your Dante Fowler this year? I don't know. But does he have some juice? Yeah. And so it's nice having someone like that in the fold on the roster, who's a good dude and can rush the passer a little bit. And we'll see if he makes the team. But again, there are people here that they brought in that fit that mold.
Yeah, definitely much more of the, if they go three down, he can stand up on the edge type of player versus a hand in the dirt, going to be good on first and second down type guy. But pass rush grades are pretty good over the course of his career in PFF, and his pressure numbers pretty solid. So we'll see if he winds up making the team. All right, that's the show for today. Thanks for the mailbag questions. Again, if you want your question in, either ask a version of the question that everyone else is, and then we'll generally answer your question, or if you want to hear your name called, creativity. Creativity gets rewarded. For Logan Paulson, I am Craig Hoffman. We'll see you later in the week as we continue to march towards the NFL draft here on Take Command.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Almacid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Almacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almacid.com. That's almased.com.
March Madness is here, and if you want to enhance the experience, join me, Gary Parrish, and my colleague Matt Norlander on the Ion College Basketball Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. We have new episodes at least three times a week and at the end of every night of the NCAA tournament. So before you go to bed, hang with us or know we'll be there when you awake. We'll break down games, make picks against the spread. Most of all, we'll have a blast. So join us on the Ion College Basketball Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.